it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. We're excited to have you with us. It's Friday afternoon. We just played in the last segment a clip from that press conference that shows that we do have an arrest in the murder of Charlie Kirk, which is good news, but there's still a lot of work to do, certainly. We're going to cover any breaking news that happens on this story throughout the course of the day. All right, I'm excited to get to our next guest here. Ted Dabrowski joins the Annie Fry Show once again. He's the president of WirePoints. He's also previously vice president of policy and spokesman for the Illinois Policy Institute. Ted Dabrowski, thank you so much for being with us today. It's great to have you here. Can you hear us okay? His mic, I think your mic is muted there.
It was me. Hey, thanks for having me on. It was me, my fault.
No problem.
But thank you for having me on. I'm glad to be here.
Well, we are very glad to have you. You've been a steady voice in the state of Illinois for quite some time. I know, Ted, you used to come on my show when I was doing Saturdays. And I'm really excited to be a part of this announcement for you. Today was a big day in the state of Illinois for you. Talk to us about an announcement that you made earlier in the morning.
Yeah, so I've announced that I'm running for governor. This state should be a top five state. It should be one of the best states in the country for economic opportunity, for growth, for attracting businesses. And sadly, we're on the other extreme. And today I've been talking about my parents. They were immigrants 60 years ago, and when they came here, Illinois and Chicago, they were the beacon of opportunity for everybody. And today, people are leaving the state. It's too expensive to live here. There aren't enough good jobs. They're not teaching our kids to read anymore. We have to bring this great state back. It's an amazing state. And I want to fight for everyday Illinoisans to make it the state it should be.
Yeah, I love to hear that. The announcement that you are running for governor, Ted Dabrowski, is on with us right now. I hear you talking about Illinois with a sense of hope in your voice. And I think that the, 40% of our audience that's sitting on the east side of the Mississippi River right now is going, what's this guy talking about? Because a lot of people, especially downstate here in the state of Illinois, feel as though it's hopeless. Why would you spend the time, the effort, the money to try to win this race? Some people think is unwinnable.
No, it's not hopeless. I think it's only hopeless if we say it's hopeless and we act like it's hopeless. This place, I think there's enough people who are disenfranchised over the last 7 years under Governor Pritzker. He's promised to do all kinds of things, but he's got a super majorities all his whole tenure. And yet he's failed to bring down property taxes. He's failed to make schools better. He doubled the gas tax. People are leaving under his watch, population shrinking. He owns this problem. And I think if we can prosecute the case well and say, hey, we can do so much better. I don't know why we should be accepting of the fact that Illinois is kind of a laughingstock in many places. We should be competing with Texas, with Florida, with Tennessee, for growth and opportunity. Look, we got this Chicago, this amazing city that's ready to explode. But right now we're going the wrong way. We're protecting criminals instead of our victims, and we're protecting illegal immigrants over everyday Illinoisans. We've got it all wrong, and I think we should be hopeful to turn this around.
Ted Dabrowski joining us right now just announced his run for Illinois governor as a Republican. You can learn more about him and consider supporting his campaign if you so choose. I want to ask you about the mood in the state of Illinois. Of course, downstate there, it's the state's a pretty red state. But 67% of the county or of the state lives in Cook County. My understanding is we need maybe 22%. 25% is a landslide, according to what I've talked about with some Republican committee women across the state of Cook County. You don't have to turn Cook County red. You have to get like a fourth of it. How are you going to achieve that goal to make sure that Cook County goes, you know what? This guy's not that bad. We're going to give him a chance.
Well, yeah, first of all, I chose a lieutenant governor candidate, Dr. Carey, and she's from the suburbs. I think we have to talk to the suburban crowd a lot. And she, she's focused on mental health. She's an ER doctor, 25 years working in safety net hospitals. So she understands a lot of the struggle for people. I also, I'm half Ecuadorian, so I can go speak to the Latin community, the Hispanic community. I'm half Polish. Might go give my try at the Polish community, but I think we have to dedicate our time to making sure that the disenfranchised blacks get paid attention to. They've been ignored by Governor Pritzker, especially with the illegal immigration problem. And the Latinos also have not been happy. So we just have to get out there and do our work. But let's not forget Southern Illinois, Central Illinois. They have been forgotten by Governor Pritzker. He even told them the other day they can move out if they want to. Instead of listening and respecting them, he told them to move out. So there's plenty of people to go talk to, Annie. I think the other big thing, let's not forget, Illinois may be run by Democrats, and a lot of that is gerrymandering. But Governor Pritzker only got 54.9% of the vote in the last election. It's not 60% or 65. So it's not that big of a hurdle if we can organize and bring people together and unify everybody.
So we're speaking with Ted Dabrowski announcing his run for governor in the state of Illinois. He would, of course, love to challenge J.B. Pritzker for that ultimate seat. You'll have to win a primary first. And I find that Illinois cannot find its way out of a paper bag in a Republican primary. I'm just going to tell you from right here, I usually look at the entire field of candidates in the Republican primary and go, all of these people on any day of the week are infinitely better than J.B. Pritzker. But there's a lot of infighting. It seems as though the Illinois Republican Party is listless. It doesn't know where it's going. It knows what it wants to do, but it has no idea how to get there. How do you plan with your candidacy to unite the Illinois Republican Party in a way that actually surmounts a victory?
Yeah, I think I'm qualified to do that because I've been doing this policy work for 15 years. I've been looking at the data, the research, the messaging, and I've worked with everybody from the South, South Chicago all the way to Manteno to East St. Louis to Rockford. I've been everywhere and I've been working with everybody and building allyships. And I think my chance here is to show that I'm the unifier of the groups. I am not a firebrand. I am a thinker. I'm a I like to engage in well, we'll talk about Charlie probably. I like to engage in conversation. I like to engage in debate and logic of how to make sure that we do the right things. And there's so much I've seen of good things that go on. I talked today about reading, the great reading results in Bartelso and Aviston, which is not that far away from where you are, Annie. And this is a place that has the best reading results in the state, and they only spend about $8,000 a kid. So there's a lot of good things to talk about and a lot of good things to replicate. And I think I'm the person that can do that. I've been doing it for a long time. I know how the sausage is made, and I know why it smells so bad. And so I think we can work on fixing all those things.
So we're speaking with Ted Dabrowski here. I keep saying his name because I want you all to be looking him up to see if he is somebody you could support. You brought up education here. Now, here's something. This is a point of privilege here because this is my show, and it's a very personal question, but a lot of people listening right now are going to be motivated by your answer. The Big Beautiful Bill passed something that is effectively school choice. And essentially what it does is it allows taxpayers to donate money to scholarship-granting entities to help subsidize tuition dollars for kids who want to go to a school of their choice. And my understanding is it's accessible all across the United States
Every state.
if the state opts into it. And I don't see Governor Pritzker having said anything yet that he is going to allow the taxpayers of the state of Illinois to participate in this system. Is that accurate? And how would you address it?
Yeah, that's accurate. Look, if you look at Illinois education results, take black children, for example. Only 9% of black children across all of Illinois are proficient in math. It's about 20% in reading. And yet Governor Pritzker only brags about graduation rates. But he won't give these kids choices to go to other schools. He and the legislature killed school choice, the small school choice program we had a couple years ago. He should be embracing what's in that big, beautiful bill, and he should be leading it because that school voucher or that education savings account would give families more chances at attending better schools instead of the failing schools they're in now. But
My
yeah, but he won't do it. He won't do it because you know what? It'll be a sign that he's going against the unions. He's going against Trump, or So yeah, he's doing it politically. He can't afford to do it, and that's wrong for Illinoisans.
Yeah.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, if the public school system is so great, then guess what, folks? You can still choose the public school system.
Absolutely.
If it's a wonderful school district you live in and you love the public schools, keep on keeping
Stay.
On. But if it's not, wouldn't you like a choice? Right. Ted Dabrowski speaking with us right now. I'm going to talk a little bit about social issues because this mm-hmm. is where I feel like Illinois really gets messed up in their Illinois Republican primary. Ted Dabrowski, I am adamantly pro-life. I also understand, as somebody who's a little bit more keyed in the state of Illinois in politics, that the amount of victory that the Republicans would have to win in the General Assembly for us to outlaw abortion, to make it so that we are more pro-life than the state of Missouri, it's an impossibility. The governor turning red would have to partner up with a red legislature, and we are in a super minority in Republicans in both the Illinois State House mm-hmm. and the Illinois State Senate. Where are you at on social issues? You can speak about any of them that you choose. And the chances of you working with a Republican General Assembly, probably slim to none. How do you govern as a Republican with a supermajority in a General Assembly or maybe just a simple majority in the General Assembly of Democrats?
You know, it's pretty simple for me. I take a lot of common sense approach that I think most people would take. I think we can all agree that we shouldn't have boys and girls sports. I mean, that's a slam dunk. That should just be outlawed.
Yes.
I also don't believe that we should be teaching DEI and things like transgenderism in third grade and fourth grade. And that's what's happening right here in my neighborhood up here in Wilmette. They're teaching kids to say, hey, you can be a boy or a girl and you can change it anytime you want. That's not the kind of things that we should be teaching fourth graders. You know, that's something for adults. But not for fourth graders. So these are the kind of things I think we just have to be common sense about it. And I think most people would agree, being a kid is hard enough. Don't confuse them with a lot of the DEI issues that just don't belong in the classroom. Mm. And it also doesn't belong, in many places. So we have to get back to good old fashioned common sense policies.
What's a stopgap if you have a Republican governor? I've heard people say, Republican governor's not going to be able to get anything done with all those Democrats in Springfield. What good is a Republican governor if the Democrats control Springfield?
Yeah, no, I tell you that the good thing is, first of all, the bully pulpit to expose things. Governor Pritzker will never say what's wrong in Illinois. He only cheerleads and doesn't tell the truth. He's not willing to tell. He doesn't level up with the people of Illinois. And I say that, he's a population loss denier. He says we're growing when actually the census shows we're shrinking. He says we have record graduation rates when the data shows our kids can't read. It's the same thing over and over. As a governor, Republican governor, you've got the bully pulpit and you continue to expose. You can expose all that to everyday Illinoisans and let everyday Illinoisans choose. Do you want to continue on the same path that Governor Pritzker's had us on or the Democrats with supermajorities? Or do you want change? Do you want lower property taxes? Do you want your gas taxes lower? Right. All those things can change if we push it. But it'll be hard. There's no doubt about that. And I think a big part of the bully pulpit is continuing to eat away at Democrats' supermajority control in the state house.
Absolutely. We have the opportunity to do that a little bit here in the 112th district across the river, a blue seat that goes the way of however Chicago tells Katie Stewart to vote. Ted Dabrowski, I want to give you the opportunity to talk about a son of Illinois, Charlie Kirk, who was gunned down this week. It's tragic. It's horrific. And we're asking our audience today on our YouTube poll, which we do each day, is this a turning point for the country? I suspect that you might have met Charlie Kirk a time or two. I'm curious about your relationship with him or your admiration for him and what his legacy means for Republicans, conservatives, moderates, curious Democrats across the country today.
Yeah, I think, first of all, I've been kind of disheartened by a lot of the politicization of his death and his assassination. So I want to respect Charlie for the next few days and just say, look, this young man was doing exactly what we need in America, which is to engage in civil discourse and dialogue. And even more so, it's exactly what we need because we need young people to do that. The older crowd still talks, I think, but the younger crowd, that's our future generation. We need them to engage. And Charlie was trying to do just that, unabashed about what he believed in, but it was okay because he would accept what other people said too. And it's a beautiful thing he was doing. It's something I try to do when I try to just talk with reason, logic, persuasion, use the data. He's going to be missed because he was doing something that we really need, and now you got to wonder whether it's going to just put the brakes on what he was doing.
Well, last question for you. We're speaking with Ted Dabrowski. He's just announced his run to be the governor of the state of Illinois. He will have to win a Republican primary, and then he will have to defeat J.B. Pritzker, who's seeking out his third term. You know, the things that I guess kings do. J.B. Pritzker puts himself right in there as well. Last question. Ted Dabrowski, do you truly believe you can win this race, and what will you need from Southern Illinois to do it?
I would not enter if I didn't think I could win. Although there's some people who could enter just to advance the ball, but I do think we can win. And this is again a great state. And I think if I can persuade people, there's enough hope. There's enough of us to get to 50% plus one. We can take this state back. I really believe that. I wouldn't do it. What do I need from Southern Illinois? We're going to have to unite, and people are going to have to look. There's a primary, and people are going to have to decide who is a uniter. Because if we don't unite the Republicans, it will just be fractioned again. So who's the uniter? Who knows the issues? Who's been doing this for a long time? Not as a politician, but I've done this as a, I don't want to say an activist. I've done this as somebody who's worked with so many people across the state. Who can put all this together? Who knows what they want? Who knows how to talk about it and persuade the center left? Because we're going to have to get some independents and center left Democrats. We have to persuade them. And I think I'm the person to do that. And I would love to work with the Southern Illinoisans and Central Illinoisans to the best I can.
Well, the website is tedforillinois.com, tedforillinois.com. I want to encourage everybody listening right now, and I'm telling you folks in Missouri, you would be better served by a more competitive Illinois, certainly, if we had even an ounce of common sense down here. I implore the state of Illinois to invest heavily on the east side of the river here. There's
Absolutely,
so much opportunity,
yeah.
And St. Louis is dropping the ball, and we've got the beautiful view of downtown St. Louis on the east side. Let's do something with it. I think there's a lot of people hungry right now for common sense. It doesn't have to be red or blue. It just has to be something where we can all look at the common thing together and say, yeah, we're going to do something different here. And Ted, I hope that you have a very successful campaign. I'm looking forward to watching
Thank you,
it.
Annie.
We hope you'll stay close.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Take
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.